This is the Daily Connect on RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to find out what's happening in the RNIB Connect community. We now speak to one of RNIB's volunteers, Hazel Kelly. You might remember Hazel joining us on the Connect Conversation this week and telling us all about her experience of reading books. Well, Hazel is doing a lot more than just talking about books. In fact, she's set up her own group and wants to tell us all about it. Welcome again to the programme, Hazel. Lovely to have you here.
Hello, Stephen. Nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you back on. We touched last time we spoke on your site, this lost support group that you have, that you're running. Is that the right way to put it?
Yes, that's correct. It all came about because of myself losing my sight and then feeling better having met other people with sight loss. And I thought there must be other people in my own community that feel the same. And hence I started it last year, just over a year ago, July last year. Basically sent out a letter to everybody in the community via the churches, an open letter inviting them to join me for coffee, cake and chat. And 36 people turned up at the first meeting.
Wow.
And really we've never looked back since then. We meet on the third Saturday of every month in the Christofen Heritage Centre, which is a lovely old Scottish keep in the corner of St Margaret's Park and Christofen High Street in Edinburgh. And it has parking. Everything's on the ground floor. There's plenty accessible toilet facilities, and it's just a nice atmosphere, so I think that helps the meetings as well. We all feel quite comfortable there, and there's sort of individual tables of six, so people sit at different tables, get to know other people, and that encourages chat among us all.
How does this help you, do you think? I mean, you know, you set this up, as you say, you lost your sight, and doing this in a way helps you meet other blind and partially sighted people, as well as others meeting others as well.
Well, exactly. We all learn from each other. There's plenty of opportunity during the meeting for us all to, you know, we have the chat first, but then I usually kind of call them to order a little bit and point them in the right direction. I was starting to chat about a particular topic recently. We were sharing information about how we all managed during our holidays, and everybody came out with some really interesting tips. One lady had gone to visit the graduation of her goddaughter's daughter in Canada and had gone on flight assist, and she went on four flights all the way to Canada with assistance all the way and managed absolutely fine. Another member was at, I can't remember whether it was the Scottish Open or the Open for the golf, and he got assistance and sort of managed to kind of semi-follow it, but they pointed him in the right direction so he wouldn't get caught up in crowds. And also ScotRail are very helpful too. He said he got great attention from ScotRail on the way back when everybody else was crowding on the platform. He got put in first class. So things like that. We share information, you know.
Yeah, because even though people have come out of their homes physically to come to the event, I guess there's probably still a lot of apprehension about venturing out into the wider world.
Well, that's one of the things I've raised, actually, because I found out at RNIB meeting a lady who told me that you can get free train travel if you take your bus pass, because I'm of an age where it's a bus pass, but you take your pass to the Edinburgh libraries with your certificate of being registered partially sighted or blind, and within a week you get this new pass back with a little picture of an eye, and depending on your level of sight loss, you can certainly, everybody can travel free on trains in Scotland, and some people can actually have a carer with them free or half price as well. So it's amazing how many people that have been registered with sight loss in my group for 10 years didn't even know that.
But
then we found out when they went, they said that your registration is out of date, so we need a more up-to-date one. But the RNIB obliged the lady and produced an up-to-date one for her. And that's something I'm now needing to pass back on to the group, that unless your registration is a year old or under, they want something a wee bit more up-to-date. So that's the information I can then pass on, because we have a newsletter telling people what's coming up. I mean, we've had everything from the local optometrist coming in to talk about eye health, and I think this is Eye Health Week anyway, so
that's right,
no doubt be discussing how important it is for people to go to their optometrist and get their eyes checked out, because they can pick up so many things. And in actual fact, my condition was picked up at at an optician. Had been missed by one optician, but I went to another, and just purely coincidentally, they picked up, and I went to the Eye Pavilion. Bit of a shock, though, when I went there. The guy looked at me after 5 minutes and then said, you've got two conditions that are degenerative, and you'll need corneal transplants. And I went, what? You know, and my husband had to go and buy me a stiff brandy. But 5 years on, I almost say somebody did a talk once, and he said I'm a better person for my sight loss. And I thought, what a strange thing to say, but in some ways I am, and I've grown in confidence since last year, since I started my group. It's I've learnt from them, and it's just really, really good. We all do support each other. I bring in speakers. We've had the police and the fire department talking about staying safe in your own home. We've had a welfare and mobility officer from RNIB. With my RNIB connection, I can pull in favours. Somebody came and explained about canes and cane use. But we have then lighter things like just listening to Scottish music and singing along. So it's not always heavy about sight loss, but as much as possible, I like to bring in things that people can learn from or learn about that they don't know.
Tell us about the concert this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. As part of what we do, we're trying to raise money for RNIB Talking Books, because none of us in my group can read a book, actually. And it's the 150th anniversary this year of RNIB, and we have a concert on Sunday, the 30th, between 3 and 4 o'clock, with the Bach Ensemble of Edinburgh playing a lovely programme of Handel, Vivaldi and Bach. So it only lasts an hour, and there's a little reception afterwards, and everybody's welcome. It's Christophe Noel Parish Church, Kurt Lone and Christophe, and as I said, everybody's welcome. Tickets are £10, so it doesn't break the bank, but all the proceeds are going towards our local venture to raise money for RNIB Talking Books.
That's superb. Hazel, tell us how people can get involved in the group. I'm sure there'll be others wanting to come along.
Yes, well, the group meets on the third Saturday of every month at the Christophe and Heritage Centre, which, as I said, is very accessible. There's parking around the back if somebody's bringing you. Or you can get, if you don't live in the community, you can get the 12, the 26 or the 31 bus from the centre of the town. And as I said, we meet between 2 and 3.30 every third Saturday of the month. And you can just get in touch with me. You can email me at, I'll say it first, hi.kelly@virgin.net. That's hi.kelly@virgin.net. Or you can phone me on 0789 987 5713. And we're open to everybody. You don't have to just live in Christophe, and anybody that would like to come and maybe just join us, or if there's anybody else out there with sight loss that would like to start a group of their own in their area, I'm your person to come and ask about it.
Brilliant. Hazel, thank you so much. Well done for what you're doing. It sounds brilliant.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about it.
Anytime. Thanks,
bye.
Hazel. The Daily Connect Podcast.